We interrupt this program to bring you a news bulletin. The express train from Monterrey has been derailed outside of Mexico City. Early reports indicate an appalling loss of life. There are eyewitness accounts which state that monster scorpions have swarmed around the wreckage, creating havoc.
Is there alcohol in this?
Oh, God, honey, no. What kind of mother do you think I am?
Leave everything you did on TV.
That's right. You are listening to Two Drink Minimum, the podcast where we encourage you to drink along with us. I am your host, Mike O'Connor. Miles is not here at the moment. However, I feel like it's long overdue that we need to do a podcast, considering the fact that many new listeners are tuning in and they want to know what the fuck we're talking about. They want to know what's going on with this podcast, what it's all about. I will give you the basic premise of the show, which is we, Miles and I, drink a minimum of two drinks before we get going on this show. So the banter, witty banter, and the stupid, ridiculous, drunk talk can ensue, and hopefully you join along with us and drink and have a good time. It's like being at a bar where you talk about bullshit. The show is basically social commentary, shit talking, and you know, whatever you guys have suggestions, you can email us, and we'll talk about it on the show. So I'm going to take a quick sip of beer right now. That's a fucking amazing American beer. Actually, it's horrible. I'm drinking Budweiser right now. I promised myself that this week I was going to be detoxing. The past 2 weeks I've been drinking pretty heavily. The Austin Facial Hair Club came up to New York to visit for the premiere of Whisker Wars on IFC. All of us are a part of it, and we had a great time, but those guys like to party. And with New York bars being open until 4 a.m., they like to party hard. So that's what we did. And then I was in L.A. for a week for my bachelor trip, which is actually a lot of fun. There was a beard and mustache contest thrown down there by the Los Angeles Beard and Mustache Club, run by John Myatt and Jeffrey Mustache and a bunch of other really rad dudes, and they put together a great event at the Federal Bar in Burbank. I walked away with second place in the full natural beard category, right behind Mr. Jack Passion. I had a great time. It was on a Sunday, so it started at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and the drinking kept going until about 3 or 4 in the morning for me. After the contest, I went to Jumbo's Clown Room, which is it's a bar, but they have dancers. They have a stage where you can look at cute rock and roll girls stripped down to their underwear, and it was a good time. There's no nudity, but it was very, I still felt very dirty throwing dollar bills at them and looking at them dance around on the poles. It was a beautiful thing, though. I'm not going to lie. I had a great fucking time. So, like I said, I wanted to detox because I've been fucked up for the past 2 weeks. Was responsible. I didn't drive. None of that stuff. And we just hung out there, Miles and I. We really wanted to do a podcast while we were there, but, of course, we didn't have time. And I didn't want to throw any of my extra gear into a bag that had to be checked onto an airplane because it's just so much of a fucking hassle. We actually had a layover when we were in Chicago for 2 hours, and we get antsy and we decide, let's go outside, let's have a cigarette, you know, we'll fucking chain smoke for an hour and then go back inside. So we go back inside and we see the TSA screening area, and we notice that everybody is going through those what does the internet call them, the naked body scanners. Now, I'm not a big fan of these. I think it's bullshit. I think that we're subjected to a lot of fear within the United States, and so that type of thing is not something for me. So I decide at this point I'm going to opt out. I get up there and I say, I don't want to go through that. And one of the guys yells, we have an opt out. And like four other people are yelling, he's opting out, he's opting out. So embarrassed, I have to go to this special screening area, and the TSA agent that's in charge of patting me down, comes over and he says, "I got to tell you, I don't blame you." He's like, I don't like these things. I think they're bullshit." Which right away got me intrigued, and I said, "Well, you know, how long have these things been around in your airport?" And he said, 6 months. I said, "Okay, good." Because that's the biggest reason why I don't want to go through these, because you don't know the full effects of having your body scanned the way that they do it. So he said, you know, "I have to stand next to this thing 8 hours out of every day. And when I fly, I opt out all the time because you just don't know." And at that point, you know, we shook hands and I said, "Well, thank you for being one of the only honest motherfuckers in this place." And I was on my way. So that was my experience in the Chicago TSA security line. It was a lot of fun. So the format on this show is going to be a little bit different this time. We definitely realize that we have a lot of editing that we need to do with some of our shows, because we do tend to ramble, as most drunk people tend to do. So we want to make sure that these podcasts are well within listening range, that people don't get bored, and all that other shit. So with just me hosting this time, there are, you know, several things that I do want to talk about and bring up. For those that don't know, I am one of the, I guess you can say, stars. I am one of the characters on IFC's newest show, Whisker Wars, about the lives and the competitive sport, if you want to call it a sport, of facial hair competitors. So we spend a lot of our time going across the nation, across the world, competing in beard and mustache competitions. The idea surely sounds ridiculous to many people, and it is, but once you go, you have a great fucking time. And I gotta say, my first dip into the pool of facial hair, I don't even know what that means. My first competition I've ever went to was actually in 2009, and it was the World Beard and Mustache Competition in Anchorage, Alaska. And I had a great fucking time. And ever since then, I wanted to keep doing this. I decided this is what I want to do. I'm going to grow out my hair again and see where it takes me. And not only has it taken me all across the world, it's given me a chance to be on TV. And I think it's a lot of fun. I've been watching the show, and I have a lot of respect for the IFC channel. They have been putting out some really great shows lately. And this is one of those really bizarre sort of subcultures that I think a lot of people had no idea about, but a lot of people are really enjoying the show. I am the laid-back personality from Brooklyn, so a lot of people see that and they say, "Wow, this guy's a nice guy." Sure, I'm a nice guy. You know, I don't have any personal qualms with anybody else really on the show. I have my opinions, and if you ever want them, you're more than welcome to ask me. But, you know, Whisker Wars has been gaining a lot of popularity, and so have the beard and mustache competitions that are going on all around the U.S. especially. And I want to just give a little update of what's going on in the beard and mustache world. On September 10th in Coney Island, right, that's in Brooklyn, New York, September 10th is the fourth annual Coney Island Beard and Mustache Competition at the Freak Bar. I have been, the past 2 years, I have been the reigning champion. And this year, I am actually going to be judging. Donnie Vomit, who is the head of this competition, has asked me if I would like to judge this year. And I think it's a great opportunity to, considering, you know, a lot of people are getting into this for the first time, especially with the show. People are generating interest in it. And this is one of those competitions that, like, I don't want to dominate. I actually want to sit back on the sidelines and have a great time and, you know, judge everyone that comes through. So that is going on September 10th. October 8th is the second annual Beard Team USA National Beard and Mustache Championships. And that is happening in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Now, if there is one competition that I suggest everyone goes to, it is the National Championships hosted by Beard Team USA. This one actually has a $5,000 prize. So it's split up between the five categories, which are mustache, partial beard, full natural beard, freestyle, and I believe the other one is, you know what? I don't know. I am going to check, but there are cash prizes for the winners of each of those categories. It's being held in Amish country, Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and it's going to be in a minor league baseball stadium. I believe it's the Barn Busters or the Barnyard Animals. I don't know the name of the baseball team, but they're allowing us to throw our competition there, so there's going to be jumbotrons and all sorts of great shit there. I suggest everyone comes out to this event because it is a fucking amazing time. You get to meet a lot of new people, a lot of rad people, and really give you a chance to see the people that are part of Whisker Wars up close and in person so that you can actually have an opinion on who they are. Don't know yet if Jack Fashion is going to be competing, but if he is, he has a lot of stiff competition this year, so he's going to have to watch out. So that's the Beer Team USA Nationals coming up on October 8th. The next big one is the Ohio Second Beard and Mustache Competition and Festival. It's in Columbus, Ohio on November 12th. It's at 6 p.m. And it's Beard Team Ohio, which is a regional alliance of Ohio Beard and Mustache Societies. It looks like it's going to be a great time. You can always check out all of these competitions, find out up-to-date information if you go to beardteamusa.org. There's a calendar of events. After that is the 2011 New York City Beard and Mustache Competition, which I will be once again hosting this year in the great city of Brooklyn, New York. Last year was a huge success. Had a great time at Club Europa. Shit got real. I proposed to my now fiance, but my girlfriend at the time, who is my beard coach and the love of my life, proposed to her at the event. She had no idea. And of course, the ring did not fit because I don't know how to size rings. But we are getting married in October. We had a great time at the event. Almost sold it out, packed up Club Europa, had a great time. This year's, we got started a little bit earlier, so we're going to be working a lot closer with Scenic Presents, who is our promotion ally. We're working with them to get an after party after the event, which is really important because everyone just kind of dispersed and nobody knew where everyone was, so we want to make sure that we're all hanging out after the event since we have a curfew, because after the event it becomes a Polish discotheque club. So I encourage everyone near and far to come out to that event because New York City likes to have a great fucking time and our bars are open till 4 and we'd love to have you. Now, I think this is a good opportunity to maybe talk a little bit about Whisker Wars. I know a lot of people on Facebook and on Twitter and all of these different social media sites have some things to say about different members of the, or rather different characters on the show. And I gotta say this, everyone on that show I have no problem with personally. I leave politics at the door. I don't give a fuck about, who's doing what. But I do want to set the record straight. There's not really a whole lot of editing that is needed for the show. And the reason I say that is because, people have expressed their displeasure in the editing techniques of the show. But knowing everyone that's on it, the only editing that's really going into it is to trim down how much they are talking about. This is a 22-plus minute show that airs every Friday at 11 o'clock on IFC. And there's a lot to throw into each episode. It doesn't need to be just the Jack Passion show or just the Phil Olson show or the Austin Facial. It doesn't have to be any one of those. This is everybody that's involved in the show trying to tell their stories and trying to show them competing in different competitions across the U.S. and the world. Jack Passion can come across as a cocky asshole. But when you're at the top, sure, why not? You can be as cocky as you want to be, but you got to expect that some people are going to... some people are going to talk shit. And just as Jack Passion talks shit, other people are going to talk shit. Now, I'm good friends with the Austin Facial Hair Club, and I, you know, wanted to ask them how they felt about a lot of this. They told me what I had suspected all along. If it wasn't Jack at the top and it was somebody else, they'd be doing the same thing. Now, granted, Jack is, you know, if you want to say that Jack is commercializing, you know, his success and making money off of it, then sure, absolutely, he is. There is no question about that. He has every right to do it if he'd want to. And a lot of us think that it's a little, what's the word, overwhelming. Jack Passion is going to do what Jack Passion is going to do. If he wants to sell his book, if he wants to write another book, if he wants to sell his merchandise, more than welcome to do that if that's what he would like to do. Austin Facial Hair Club. Now, they've been getting criticism because they're selling stuff too. However, they're selling stuff for the club so that the club can travel to different events. Now, what you've seen on the television is that they're selling their merchandise so that they can go to Norway for the World Championships. You're talking about 10 to 15 people trying to go to Norway, the most expensive country in the world, and so they're going to need their funds. All of them have jobs, and all of them have, or most of them, have other obligations as well. So not only are they paying out of pocket, they are also trying to raise money so that they can all go and have a good time as well. Like I said, I don't get involved in the politics behind it. I think that, you know, I definitely think that Jack should be taken down at some point as the reigning world champion. He does have an amazing beard. However, I will criticize the fact that he doesn't have a full mustache. As petty as that sounds, the mustache and beard really kind of ties everything together. And sure, it may be difficult to eat, maybe difficult to kiss, you know, whatever. But that comes with the territory. Why not grow it all out, and why not let it all be natural? Nobody's ever said shit about me, and I'm pretty happy about that. I like to consider myself a nice guy. So, you know, they're just showing me and Carolina's relationship from the beginning when we first met till now. And it's been a great time. A lot of great people on the show, a lot of good friends. My only concern is the fact that it seems like this is starting to put a rift, kind of tear at the unity that we all have together under the umbrella of facial hair competitions. Certainly, people's feelings are going to be hurt for one reason or another. Certainly, people are going to see how personalities clash, and those people are going to... I don't know what I'm saying. Cut. And you're going to see that there's a lot of shit talking. You can take away what you will from the show. But you got to remember, in the end, it's television. It's not a big deal. You know, we're just having fun with it. So now that we got all that shit out of the way, our contact information, if you would like to get in touch with us or drop us a line, give us some suggestions of shit to talk about, it's Mike, M-Y-K, and A-N-D, Miles, M-I-L-E-S, at gmail.com. That's Mike and Miles at gmail.com. This is Two Drink Minimum, the podcast where we encourage you to drink along with us. What's going on out in your world? How is everyone doing out there? Are you guys having fun? Are you excited about shit going on around the world? What are your thoughts? Me? People are fucked up. There are some fucked up shit going on out there. We'll get into that soon. Whenever Miles gets back, we do a proper podcast together. In the meantime, I just wanted to throw this podcast out there, let everyone know that yes, we are still around. We are going to make new episodes. We are revamping our entire program, and we hope that you continue to spread the word. If you live in the New York area or would like to join the New York Beard and Mustache Club. We are the Gotham City Beard Alliance. You can check us out online at www.gothamcitybeards.com. I am the president of the organization as well, and just here to promote facial hair equality, facial hair appreciation, and have a good time and drink some beers. Once again, our email address is mikeandmiles@gmail.com. And you were listening to Two Drink Minimum. Have a great fucking day, everyone.